Unit 10. A moral learnt in France.
Talking about gambling, I'll tell you a gambling story, if you like.
Right.
This really originated from a friend. It was when I was a student at university.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I wasn't actually at university with him, he was at Oxford, and he got this idea, I don't know why, that he was going to really take an interest in roulette. And he had some theory that he could dream up an unbeatable system. And he dreamt up this system, which is really so simple it was absolutely ludicrous, because obviously if it was true, everybody else would have stumbled on it, which was simply to double up on red or black indefinitely till it came up.
He wasn't a mathematician, or...
He wasn't a mathematician, far from it. But in order to sort of convince himself, he sent for all the printed records of the spins of all the leading continental casinos. Apparently these are printed.
I see, and you can buy them
them. And you can, so you see, he used these as the data mm-hmm. for his system, and he discovered that it was an unbeatable system. So long as you were prepared to go on doubling up for seven times. And in order to double up for seven times from a minimum stake, you need £75. So he also wanted someone else to go along with him, you know, sort of hold his hand on this occasion. So his plan was to go to Le Touquet and try the system out. And he took £75. Now, I'm very sceptical about gambling. I really just don't, you know, I don't believe in it. So
presumably this is before it was possible to gamble in England.
Yes, there weren't any casinos in England then.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very sceptical, so I said, well, you know, I'd love to come along, but I'm not going to put any of my money into this system at all. So he said, OK, that's fine. He was very generous, actually. He said, that's fine, I'll provide the £75, and if we win, you can have one third of the winnings, and I'll take two thirds since I put up the money, fair enough.
That's a good deal.
So, because terribly poor in those days, and I don't know where he got the £75 from. And so we set off, and we took the sort of air ferry, you know, over to somewhere near Le Touquet, I can't remember where. And it was actually terribly amusing, this, because on the plane there was the Marquess of Bath and his wife with their Rolls Royce, and there was Lord and Lady Manchester, and there was me and my friend.
And that was all?
That was all. It was sort of out of season. It was the first day of the casino opening for the season. He was so eager to go, you see.
Yes.
And so there were just the six of us on the plane, plus these very expensive cars. When we got off, of course, we didn't have cars at all, and we were hitchhiking. We got through customs faster than they did, and we tried to sort of hitch a lift from these aristocratic people, but they didn't stop at all. Even though we'd been sitting with them on the plane, they didn't stop. Anyway, we went on, we got a room, and that evening we went into Le Touquet, walked, I think, and of course you had to sort of wear respectable clothes, which was a bit of a problem as well, so we'd had to sort of take along some sort of old suits, which we got into. Went into the casino, which was extremely empty, you know, the very sort of spacious and luxurious place. I don't know if you've ever been but very, very empty, you know.
Yes.
And in fact, there was hardly anybody there except the Marquess of Bath and his wife and Lord and Lady Manchester. There was only one table operating. Anyway, they pretended they'd never seen us before. So we started operating the system, and it was sort of, you know, we won a bit, we lost a bit, it went on for a long time. We'd got there at about 8 o'clock, I think. And then it started to build up a bit, and we were already winning quite a lot. And I think we had about £200. And although Tim originally had been so confident of his system, he wanted to play all night, we actually agreed, since we were winning, that we would stop at 12 o'clock. So we went on for a bit longer. And by about 10 to 12, we had won £350.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we lost it all by 12 o'clock.
In 10 minutes,
we doubled 10 times
yes.
on red or black, and it didn't come up,
uh-huh.
which was, in theory, impossible, although obviously not really impossible. And we just lost the whole lot.
Did it convince him that his system didn't work?
Well, yes, it did, really. It did. It convinced him of that. And in fact, what we did was, we just kept about £3 to buy some drink to drown our sorrows.
Yeah.
And then we walked back to the town where we were staying. We went into a little wood on the way back, and we took all his notebooks, which he'd worked on for months and months working out the system, and we just made a little bonfire in the wood and burnt them all.
So this was quite a moral story.
Well, it was really. I think it absolutely cured him. You see, he felt that himself immediately afterwards. If he'd won, it would have actually been his undoing.
Yes, quite. He'd learnt his lesson the hard way.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.